So we're back.
We're back again.
And we completely forgot about this. About this show.
Well, it's not that we totally forgot about it.
What is it called? The Team Titan show?
This is behind us. The Team Titan show. Bright pink.
Okay.
And today we have Jasmine.
Yes, I'm very, very happy to be here, guys. Yes. Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, yes. Thanks for coming, Jasmine.
Jess is the host of
Girl Code.
Mm-hmm, Girl Code. It's right. The podcast on Ladies First.
Yeah. Exactly. It's on Spotify as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is on Spotify. Yeah. And so are we.
That's right. We're all on Spotify. All
right. Yeah, so let's talk about what happened to this show first.
Yeah, man. You guys were gone for so long. How long exactly? Almost a year, right?
I think we were gone for half a year.
I remember during Circuit Breaker, y'all brought it home.
Yeah, we brought it home. We were so consistent with it. Yeah. Even during Circuit Breaker, we're like, no, we got to do the podcast. We can't forget about the podcast.
That's right.
And
that's
then...
And then Circuit Breaker ended. And then
Circuit Breaker ended. Yeah, it ended.
Wait, how many episodes did you do at home? Like two or one?
2 to 3.
Yeah.
Honestly, setting up a podcast is so difficult. Yeah. And it's not just the audio, it's also the video. So we also provide video for the Team Titan talk show, is it?
Mm-hmm.
No, the Team Titan show.
The Team Titan show on
Team
Titan.
I'm sorry, guys. I need to get used to this again.
No, the funny thing was that before Circuit Breaker started, right? Mm-hmm. Jenna was telling me about like how we're going to bring the show home. And mm-hmm. how we're gonna do the podcast from home. So he was like, okay, then you know what? We might have to put you on an iPad.
I was going to put his face on an iPad and then like tape the iPad to like a stuffed animal. Exactly. So it'll feel like
a bear talking to someone.
Yeah. But then it was a bit difficult. Yeah. So I just went to do it with Debbie.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was fun. New year, new us. Podcast is back. Hopefully we'll be able to continue it all the way until the end of the year.
Yeah. That's right. And more.
And more.
And more and more. Definitely. So a lot of great things.
So Jess, how has your year been so far?
It's only been like, what, 14 days into the new year?
Yeah.
I think like so far 2021 has been like really amazing. Like we kickstarted the year in a really, really like fresh new way. I've never done it before. I mean, more on that later. But like I just felt like, because I did something so new for the new year, right? Like this whole year just feels like there's gonna be a lot more exciting things that's gonna happen. You feel me?
Yeah,
right?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I agree.
It feels like a good year.
It does feel like a good year. Yeah. I mean, after last year, hopefully, it better be a good year.
Yeah, man. Banking on it, I really am.
You know, it's like that one saying in a cartoon, like, you know, things can't get worse. I'm like, how bad?
Watch me.
How much worse could things get, right?
But we just came back from our break.
Yeah.
An 11-day break.
Crazy.
How was your break?
Oh, man. My break, I would have to say, was slightly counterproductive.
Why?
Okay.
Because work-wise, I felt like I was being inefficient. And, you know, when your mind tells you that you're inefficient, it kind of takes a toll on your morale.
Yeah.
But physically, I feel great, dude. The amount of sleep I caught up with.
Okay. Yeah.
I was like, yo.
Right? You didn't think you could sleep so much.
Yeah, dude.
Me too.
Right? My mom was like, you're hibernating, is it, before you're going to work? I'm like, yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's the first time I feel like I see you offline on WhatsApp for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, WhatsApp is my nightmare.
Yeah, dude.
I just don't want to be on WhatsApp. So,
yeah, I actually ignored my phone the first few days.
That's nice, right? To ignore your phone.
I totally ignored it. Like, everyone kept messaging me. I was like,
I feel like he picked up his phone a lot more, though.
I did.
Just to play games.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I even bought a new iPhone.
Just to play games?
Just for Mobile Legends.
That commitment, though.
Because I was so annoyed that every time when the game got a little bit intense,
messages would come in.
The WhatsApp notification would come up, Facebook.
Oh my God.
And at least like now, while I'm choosing the character or waiting, right, there's still quite a waiting time.
Yeah. I can switch phones.
I can still
smart, dude. That's smart. Can even afford an AFK behavior.
Extreme gaming.
Extreme. Yeah.
You should have just gotten a Razer phone.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, no, for gaming. I mean, if you want to game on a phone.
I prefer iPhone.
No, okay. Yeah.
So yeah, that's what we did. Very unproductive break.
I mean, we did have one productive day, in my opinion, which was the live stream we did on Titan Gamers.
Yeah, we did a live stream, but it was a chill live stream.
Yeah, it was a chill live stream.
It was a chill live stream. Other than that, wow. I had a few meetings.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, I hated a break. in a sense where I was just really unproductive. And when I say unproductive, it's only, I know that I'm taking a break. Mm-hmm. And for the whole of 2020, I've been craving for a break. I was like, this is a really tough year. After this hustle, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to relax. I'm going to travel.
And <You thought. laughs>
it didn't happen. So the break was very anticlimactic.
Yeah.
All
I did was sleep, play Mobile Legends, which was fun. But it's in an environment where I would usually be very productive or I would be doing things.
Right.
So that made me feel very uncomfortable. If I were to travel, like go overseas, right, at least I can have my mind off of work.
Correct.
And I'm not pressured or I'm not in a place where I have to constantly think about work. Like at home, I'm still like looking at my computers, browsing YouTube.
Right.
I mean, which is work, by the way.
Yeah.
Research.
And then watching all the other YouTubers post videos, I'm feeling a bit like, oh wait.
Guilty, right?
Yeah, I'm feeling guilty. That would be the word.
Why aren't we doing that, you know, at one point? Yeah. Why are we taking a break?
Yeah.
But I felt like at the back of my head, we've
never taken a break
exactly
this long.
We deserve it.
It's actually just a 1 week break, by the way. But because the following Monday falls on the 11th, because New Year started on Friday, it's an 11-day break.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad I'm back to being a little bit more productive.
Yeah, man. Everyone's back in full gear now.
Almost. It's gonna take a while. I feel like I'm not going all out yet until after Chinese New Year.
Yeah, because Chinese New Year will be another long break, right?
Another break.
Yeah, another long break and... It's fun. I love Chinese New Year.
I love Chinese New Year.
It's my favorite time. It's one of my favorite times of the year.
But then again, I don't know if Chinese New Year is going to be good this year.
Right.
Because there's so unpredictable. Yeah.
Next we'll
see.
Eight people, right? Mm-hmm. Visiting for house, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
it's going to be tough this year.
Yeah,
we'll
it's going to be
tough. We'll see.
Yeah.
We're so used to having like a big group to do the lohei together.
Yeah. Like last
we probably
year.
Can't lohei anymore, right?
Yeah, oh my God. And then like all the food will get everywhere on everyone.
Oh my gosh. Last year we had
Three separate
tables in my house. Like there was no space to even walk.
Yeah, I remember.
It was good. Yeah, the gambling too.
The gambling.
Sorry, I couldn't
gamble in my grandparents' place as well.
Oh yeah, Every year for Chinese New Year, I look forward to going to a Chen House place. Because I do have a family to visit during Chinese New Year. But I feel like me visiting Chen House family, it feels more like family to me. Because I meet your whole extended family.
Of course, because you get ang paos, right?
Yes.
You get a lot of ang paos. Got a big family.
Yes, exactly.
Big extended family. Oh, this is the first year I have to give ang paos.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
But you've been giving it to me every year anyway.
Yeah, I mean, okay, yeah. Because I...
As a boss,
I do give. Mm-hmm. But to my family, it would be my first time. Because in Chinese tradition, it's... After you get married, you have to give ang paos, but not the year after. I don't really know why or how it works.
It's like a gap year for you.
Yeah, but people told me that, so that's what I'm going
to
do.
So that is like to save money for next year's giving ang paos.
Yeah.
Oh, that
interesting.
I didn't know too. I thought like the moment you get married, the following year,
right?
You have to give
ang paos. Do you get ang paos?
From who? From my family?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course we do. It's a tradition, right? You have to give as long as you're married.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't really, bro. I just come and receive, bro.
I can't wait for Dan to give out ang paos.
Hey,
oh my gosh.
I'm already giving out ang paos for Hari Raya.
As a married man?
No.
Okay. As a responsible man.
As a responsible brother. For us, it's kind of different. I mean, yes, if you're married, you do give ang paos to the kids.
2021, time to make some changes to that. Boy.
Yeah Jasmine. Yeah, Jasmine.
Oh no, I have to... Us, what's up with the hair?
Oh yeah, you just dyed it, right?
What's up with that? Explain, please.
Okay, the question is, why not?
I can tell you a
thousand reasons why not.
Why not? Okay, honestly, why not? Why not?
Okay.
Just give me one good reason. If you're gonna say it's my age, right?
No.
I can counter that. Honestly,
you feel like
I don't think it's your age at all. I think it's great that you're 30 this year and you're looking 16.
You're
That's okay.
30?
Oh yeah, he's 30 this year.
We will save that for another podcast, right?
No.
Special birthday podcast maybe, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling old. We were talking about the new year and now we're talking about age.
Yeah.
30, 28?
26 this year.
You're above 25,
crazy.
You're an adult lady.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Anyway, back to the hair.
Yes.
So explain.
All right, so I've always wanted this hair for the longest time.
I feel like you've done it before though, something like that.
I haven't. I've never done half-half.
Ah.
I've always done full color, but I've never done like half-half.
Okay.
So it was just a random thought until I actually saw it happen. Like I saw someone with this hair and I'm like, okay, you know what? If they can pull it off, maybe I can. Mm-hmm. And like, so here it is. So 2021 is the year of like...
trying new things.
Yeah, if you know, if you thought about it, just do it.
Try new things. All right.
Interesting way to put things into perspective.
What other new things are you going to try?
But so far I've been getting positive remarks. I mean, you're the first person who looks shocked. But like, okay, honest opinion about my hair. Yes or no?
It's all right.
It's all right.
I just wanted to know why. Because it's not normal.
Yeah.
It's not like bad or anything.
It's just like, wow, like who the hell does that, right?
Yeah. No, it's just like, what?
It's new. It's fresh. Yeah. I like it.
So I guess I just want to find a... identity, I guess, you know.
Right.
Sticking with it, you know.
Because I noticed that when I had blonde hair,
right,
it was like my identity.
It was his icon. It was his icon. Yeah, you know?
Are you going to bleach your hair again?
No.
Why not?
He's a dad.
It's so you, though.
I'm a dad.
Yeah, he's a dad.
That changes
things. I don't want to blonde.
No, but I feel like that shouldn't stop you even as a dad. That shouldn't stop you. That shouldn't stop. Like your hair. Like you want to do your hair.
Yeah. I mean, of course, it's not because... I'm a dad. It's because it really hurts my scalp.
I mean, yeah, no pain, no vein.
And I hate it when the roots grow out.
Oh yeah, it's a chore to maintain. Mm-hmm, right, mm-hmm. That's why I just gave up too. Now I only do like the inner corner things.
Oh, the streaks.
The streaks. That's it's nice. Like so much easier to maintain.
Yeah,
I think you can actually pull off the... You know, there's this circuit breaker trend where the girls would dye the front two parts of the hair.
Chin.
Yeah, like Cheryl Chin.
Yeah.
I think you would have pulled it off.
Even Sierra. Sierra has it. Grace.
Oh, yeah.
Grace.
Yeah.
Everyone started pulling it off.
Actually, I wanted to do that to Kevin for
one
of the T1, T5 episodes. I actually wanted to get him because, he was turning into an influencer.
Yeah.
So I wanted to give him the influencer hairstyle.
Oh
yeah, but we haven't got there yet.
It's okay, soon. T1, T5 though.
Oh, T1, T5.
Yes. It's been a while.
It's been a while. It's been 1 year since we've done... You know, our last video was actually January last year.
Ooh.
And we did...
Was it the Zoom one?
No.
No, that was Circuit Breaker.
Yeah, that was during Circuit Breaker.
But that's not...
You mean the physical shoot?
Yeah, physical shoot. And you know, we didn't even have a physical shoot in the classroom last year.
Where was it?
No, really?
Yes. Zero classroom shoots
last
year. The whole of 2020. Zero classroom.
It didn't hit me that way. I always thought we did maybe like one or two.
Because we did N4.
We did a library. We did a library shoot that we have not released yet. Right, and we will be releasing that once we get back into the momentum.
Yeah.
But yeah, 2020, zero classroom shoots.
But is it coming back anytime soon? That's the question, right?
Yeah, we're planning for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've built a classroom. Yeah.
Right.
So at least now we can safely do our episodes without worrying about... Because in the past, we've booked Singapore Poly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm.
So it was not as easy as like renting out a place. There's quite a process to go through.
Mm-hmm,
and we could only shoot like on weekends.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
When the students were not actually in class.
Yeah.
So at least now we might be able to show on weekdays.
It's easier to accommodate to people's schedules now.
Mm, yeah, definitely. Sure. Just can't wait, man. Actually miss having T1, T5 shoots.
Mm. I just miss shoots in general.
Right?
Yeah. I just miss going outdoors.
Yeah, right.
Right.
But
but at the same time, I'm okay with this. We've been playing a lot of ML.
Yeah.
So it's not...
I'm so happy, you know. I actually never thought you'd be the kind of guy who plays like mobile games. I always feel like you're more of like a PS5 kind of guy.
He is.
I mean, he is.
But like I will never have thought he'll stray from that.
I'm not exactly straying from that. I'm still playing with my PS5.
Correct.
It's just a matter of time.
I never thought I would be into
mobile games. More on that. Yeah, crazy.
But you know, naturally at heart is a gamer.
Uh-huh.
So like, remember we were crazy about PUBG M?
Honestly, I wouldn't say I wouldn't consider myself a gamer. I enjoy games.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not like a gaming enthusiast.
Ah, okay.
Right.
Right.
Like you are.
Yeah.
You would try out games.
Yeah,
you
dude.
Would talk about the games.
Yeah.
Crazy shit. You'll do a 24-hour live stream for
for a game that we waited for almost 10 years.
Crazy.
Like, I'm the type of gamer that will play the game and not do the quest. You are completely different. You'll find out about all the items, find out all the quests. All I just want to play. I just like to play games.
Yeah, but Jasmine also loves playing games, right?
I think I'm more of like a... I like to play very specific kind of games. Like, I don't like to play first-person shooter games.
Ooh.
Like, CSGO, all this, like PUBG. No, it gives me like mad anxiety. I don't know why. Like, especially when I know that you have to do the like last man standing kind of like matches.
Oh, Battle Royale.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, my God. It freaks me out that someone is chasing after me. I can't deal.
Yeah, when I played PUBG, my heart really beat really fast. I can't. Like, especially when I'm like the top... Like yeah. top five, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is really like,
just
happening.
Kill me. Just kill me.
Yeah.
Let the fog take me. I'm good, man.
Yeah, you mentioned just now you tried something new this year, right?
Did I?
Yeah.
What?
You mentioned that you were trying out something new just now.
Did we?
Oh, I want to, oh, yeah, more. Yeah. I mean, I haven't really like done it yet, but mm-hmm. I have been planning to stream.
So it's a resolution. Right? Your new resolution
something
is to stream.
New. Yeah. Like, I mean, I play so much Mobile Legends, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I actually practically play it every day for like a good like 2 to 5 hours, depending on how busy my schedule is. Mm-hmm. So I was like thinking, if... You know, if I'm going to play something so much and I really like playing it, then wouldn't it be fun if I could play with people, you know? Okay. And then, you know, like at the same time, like maybe stream and like, I wouldn't say like make a career out of it, but like, I think it'll be fun to, you know, do something and, you know, be able to kind of just like monetize on it a little bit.
Yes, yes. I get what you mean.
Yeah. And like, I mean, I feel like ever since I started hosting Girl Code, it has made me a lot more comfortable to talk to people.
Mm.
Yeah. So
really?
Yeah. Weirdly enough. Like okay. I always feel like people think I'm very easy to talk to. But actually I'm quite shy. But ever since I started hosting Girl Code, I feel a lot more confident and comfortable being like, you know, like open to new people.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting. I never knew that you were slightly introverted.
Actually, I am. She's quite introverted. Surprise. Yeah.
Jasmine's actually quite introverted. Yeah.
But it's all a facade.
Yeah. To me, like just that chili padi that's just like...
I think it comes with age though.
I think it comes with age, right? For sure it comes with age.
You used to be such like attention host.
Well, I mean, it is part of our job, right?
No one says that out loud.
And I used to be much more comfortable with attention. Like last time, like in public.
Right.
Right? Like people recognize you, you're like, okay. But now you're like, oh my God, please don't recognize me.
Oh gosh, I hate it when people recognize me.
Right. Like, I just want to buy my like...
Yeah. Nowadays,
I just want to hide back in my little shell. Like I feel so like safe at home.
Yeah.
But when I go out, I feel like everyone
exposed,
is staring at me.
Yeah.
And
I have the solution for that though.
What?
Headphones.
What about headphones?
So, okay. This is one thing I noticed, right?
Uh-huh.
As long as you have like your earbuds in or like your headsets in, right? Mm-hmm. You have a choice to just ignore people, even if they say hi. Until they actually go up to you and say hi.
But I feel like for him, it's a lot harder to ignore.
Yeah.
Really?
How am I going to ignore somebody?
He can only ignore it for so long.
But it does help, you know?
It does help.
I mean,
okay, but to be honest, I don't really go out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so. Cause
you really don't.
I really don't go out. So it's always like, the mall beside my house.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, if you want your drinks, grab.
Yeah, grab. It's crazy how the world has changed.
Exactly. Right.
Because we were at IMM doing a shoot just now.
Okay.
And we were talking about finding directions.
Okay.
And we realized that we actually don't go out anymore.
Yeah. It's crazy, right?
Don't go out anymore.
Just stuck at home all the time.
Yeah. And even on weekends... In the past, we would go party,
mm-hmm.
we would go to Maki, we would go to Zouk. That was the way we celebrated stuff. But we just haven't been able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the last I remember was us celebrating 3 million.
It wasn't even 3 million.
Not even 3 million. We celebrated something at Maki.
Something about your bachelor party?
No.
No, bachelor was the year before that.
Yeah.
We
I remember this party because I bought tons of lamb chops. I bought tons and tons of lamb chops. I was like, you know what? I can't drink. I'm going to just eat lamb chops for everyone.
Lamb chops
remember.
Is great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lamb chops are great. Yeah. So
it was an event. It was for an event.
No, it was not. Okay, no, it doesn't matter.
Oh, I remember it was for a client posting. It was for Maki.
For Maki, it was for Maki, yeah. Oh, right.
That was the one. Yeah, that was the one.
And we were seated downstairs just beside the DJ deck.
Exactly. Yeah, I miss partying. Do you miss partying?
I do so much.
It's not like I'm craving for it, and it's not anything about the club itself, but I just miss like going out with my friends.
Yeah, meeting people, the music, the vibes, basically.
Yeah, the vibe.
Okay, speaking of social distancing, yesterday I had a meeting with one of my clients and a friend. And the meeting went pretty well. And after that, you know, we decided to get drinks and all. So we went back to his KTV setup. Mm-hmm. It was a karaoke. We were singing. Wow. And then the police came.
Mm-hmm.
The police came, and it was about six of them. It was a little...
Six of them?
It was a lot of
police.
Which
is crazy.
Yeah.
That's overkill, man. Come on.
And I mean, the law is now you can't have gatherings over eight people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we were six, so it's fine. Ooh. But somebody... tried to
get y'all in trouble.
Get us in trouble.
Man. So crazy.
And I don't know.
Someone's out to get you, man.
Don't say it like that. Okay, don't say it like that. That's a weird. I don't want to have such a feeling.
Yeah, but that's such a buzzkill, man.
Yeah,
honestly.
It was quite a buzzkill.
Oh well, we can't have fun in peace now. You only gonna stay at home.
Yeah,
I mean you're karaokeing late at night, so yeah, it's bound to raise suspicions.
Yeah,
man, can't believe. Actually happen. So hard to have fun. How do you have fun nowadays even with your friends?
We keep going back to the same thing. We just play Mobile Legends. Right?
Yeah, we really do.
Alright, so but what are your resolutions this year?
My resolutions.
Big question. Every year is the same thing. And what are your newest resolutions?
I actually wrote it down.
Whoa! Whoa!
This guy came prepared.
No, every year I write down my resolutions.
Overkill this one.
Oh!
I think it's quite organized.
I think
baby number two.
Okay, we have I mean every time you create goals you want to create like big goals and then
really
medium
smaller
goals
ones.
And then if they have very specific goals otherwise you won't be able to achieve it, right?
Yeah.
Like for example, if your goal is to lose weight, you should rather come up with a plan to lose weight than just say my resolution is to lose weight. So for me, I'm gonna reply WhatsApp more.
That's a good one,
right? Come on. It may seem very simple, but the amount of messages,
unread messages,
the amount of messages I have is ridiculous.
Right.
And part of the reason why sometimes I wake up a little late is because I just want to avoid my phone. It really like depresses me to look at my phone because the moment I open WhatsApp, I have like 25 unread messages every morning. And
must be nice though, a little bit. Kind of. I wake up to no messages and it depresses me sometimes.
Okay, but it's not like the hey, how I wanna hang or
no,
like hey,
yeah,
I miss you, wanna do something. It's like
work stuff.
It's
right?
Work stuff.
It's
which
work
is
stuff.
Kind of in a way good news too.
Sometimes it's problems.
Yeah. Oh okay, that's another way.
Usually it's more problems and like things that I need to solve. So
right.
It's like two ends of a spectrum, honestly. Because to me, sometimes I do receive it, but when I do receive it, it's because of work, usually. Mm. And messages usually from friends.
I get like Telegram messages, then I open it, then I realize it's like Straits Times that I subscribe to the channel. Then they tell me about the news, like the COVID updates, then I'm like, I don't care.
I still do, actually. I still follow.
I still follow.
Gov.sg, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I do get.
That's all I get, honestly. It's peaceful.
Okay, so
depressing.
You guys heard that all of Jasmine's friends go WhatsApp her.
Yeah. So what I do is that whenever I want to message a friend, or when we're WhatsApping, right? Yeah. I would tell them, can I just message you on Telegram?
Oh yeah.
So that's what I do now. WhatsApp is purely for work.
Yes, same.
Telegram is for friends and family.
Right.
So that I know when a WhatsApp comes in, I'm like, nope, I'm ignoring WhatsApp straight away. I'm just talking to people on Telegram.
Go on Telegram.
And now you have two phones.
Yeah.
I've always had two phones and I've never been able to balance it.
Oh yeah, that's tough.
I always end up just using one phone. And actually, having two phones is worse because